Chapter 35. Time to go home. By the fall of 1923, business was prosperous at Miss Pearl's parlor. With the discovery of the Santa Rita No. 1, San Angelo had indeed turned into an oil boom town. Wealthy men, judges, lawyers, and oil men became regulars at the parlor, a favorite place to discuss business deals. A deep sense of trust among its patrons captured the essence of what happens at Miss Pearl's parlor stays at Miss Pearl's parlor. Pearl liked to celebrate the girls' birthdays in a special way. Mozella baked their favorite cakes and decorated the great room in some kind of theme. Parties were always good for business, and the girls were treated like the princess of the day. Redbird turned 20 on October 9, 1923. Her Aunt Gertrude had never acknowledged her birthday. In fact, most of the girls had never had a birthday party before they had come to Miss Pearl's. Happy Harvey loved parties and usually bought the girls a gift from Holland's Jewelers. Last year it had been bracelets, and this year it was a piece of jewelry with a concho pearl. Harvey arrived honking the horn on his brand new red, shiny 1923 Jewett Roadster. Rusty received his bag of dog biscuits. Harvey was full of compliments as he handed Redbird her birthday gift.
Love the new dress. That yellow looks fabulous with your stunning red hair.
Redbird opened an exquisite pendant made from a freshwater concho pearl.
Thank you so much, Harvey. It's absolutely lovely.
Now, Redbird, you know I love you. Only the best for my lady pearls.
Sarah's Aunt Catherine came wearing a brand new pair of red trousers and a matching cloche hat. Susan showed up with her student's father, and Clarissa arrived with Julie Marie.
I have a party dress for you, Julie Marie, and a new Madame Alexander doll.
What a pretty dress. I love my new doll. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. You're the best.
Let's go put it on.
Mozella walked in with the mail. She handed Redbird a white envelope.
You have something here from Houston.
For the last 2 years, Uncle Donald would occasionally send a check, probably out of guilty conscience. This time, it included a letter. As she silently read the letter, her face showed an expression of surprise. Unable to speak, Redbird handed her childhood friend the letter as she sank into a nearby chair.
Great God Almighty, Red! You're rich!
May I see that?
September 22nd, 1923. Dear Linda, I am sorry the way things turned out for you and your brothers. Your Aunt Gertrude died a few weeks ago. Seems like she choked on a chicken bone, best the doctors could tell. I don't want the house. It was always Gertrude who wanted to stay there. The house would have been turned back to you anyway when you turned 21, as well as the rest of your father's estate. Now that Gertrude is gone, the house is available to you and your brothers. Your father left you and your brothers his half of the business. The company is doing well, and I work long hours. I have a flat in town where I spend most of my time. Again, I am sorry for the way things turned out. Working hard is all I know. Sincerely yours, Donald Donovan.
Pearl read the letter and smiled. It looks like you are going to Houston, Redbird. Now she knew how Minna Everly had felt when Victoria Pearl announced she was moving to Texas to be with her cowboy. Knowing that the girls in their profession didn't last many years past 28 years old, she insisted her girls educate themselves, save their money, stay clean, have impeccable manners, and maintain their beauty. The ones who did had a much better chance at life than the ones who let the business use them up and throw them out onto the street when they were 30.
I can hardly believe it, Miss Pearl. I am going to be with my brothers again.
Houston? I love Houston. I'm going with you. We will need to redecorate and get that nasty old hag's energy out of there. This is exciting.
Emma Grace entered the front door with Tommy Lee on her heels. Lucy was excited to tell her the news.
Redbird is moving back to Houston.
That's wonderful. Uh-oh.
Emma Grace quickly put her hand over her mouth and ran to the washroom behind the kitchen.
She's been like that ever since we got home from Galveston.
Mozella and Pearl grinned at each other.
Looks like you're gonna be a daddy, Tommy Lee.
A daddy?
Congratulations.
Mozella headed towards the kitchen to follow Emma Grace and take care of her.
Corinthians 16, let all you do be done in love.
Tommy Lee had a look of surprise on his face, just as Redbird did a few minutes before. Maggie and Tex rounded the corner.
What's been going on here?
The other girls appeared in the great room.
We are celebrating wonderful news. Redbird is getting her big house back, and I'm going to help her decorate. And Tommy Lee just found out he's going to be a daddy.
Harmony was especially excited for Emma Grace.
This is fabulous!
When Emma Grace reappeared with Mozella following behind her holding a glass of water, Tommy Lee took her arm.
Come on, baby. You need to sit down. Emma Grace, I believe I love you more than air.
Emma Grace smiled so sweetly at her husband, it brought tears to Pearl's eyes.
I love you too, Tommy Lee. You are my life. Mozella says we're going to have a baby. She says she can see it on my face.
Tommy Lee smiled at Emma Grace and gently put his hand on her stomach.
Psalms 139. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb.
All of a sudden, Betsy's eyes were as big as saucers.
My Lordy God in heaven! I can't believe it!
Standing on the front porch behind the etched glass door was a tall, handsome man holding a bouquet of pink roses. Sarah came to her side.
What's wrong, Betsy?
Mozella opened the door for the stranger.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I've come to see Miss Betsy Ann Smith, please.
Johnny Wayne? What in the world are you doing here?
I've come to take you back home, Betsy Ann. I built us a house on the farm, and your mama showed me the letter you wrote, and they were really happy when they finally heard from you. Everyone's been worried sick about you. Now go get your things. It's time to go home, so we can get married and have babies and all.
Betsy and Johnny Wayne acted as if they were the only two people in the room.
I can't go with you, Johnny Wayne. You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. I've known men.
It don't matter, Betsy. I love you, and it don't matter what you've done. No one in Kentucky needs to know anything. It's none of their business. I know your heart. I know you better than you even know yourself. Always have. Now go get your things so I can take you home. There's a train leaving in a few hours.
Miss Pearl, what should I do?
I think you need to do just what Johnny Wayne asked you to do. Go upstairs and get your things together. I believe it is time for you to go home, Betsy. It is what you have been wanting. Looks like God has answered your prayers. Now hurry up. This young man has been waiting long enough. Happy Harvey pulled out his handkerchief and wiped his eyes.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Mozella, why don't we put these pretty roses in a vase? Harmony, I think it is time for some music. We have a birthday, a baby, and a happy reunion to celebrate.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Heather and Ginger. Let's get this party started. There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am going to see.
Soon, Betsy came downstairs with her bags packed.
I'm sorry I'm going to miss your birthday party, Redbird. Here's your birthday present. Thank you for being a good friend to me when I was such a crybaby.
Redbird opened her gift and found a beautiful ceramic red cardinal bird.
It plays music. See?
Fur Elise, I love it. Thank you, Betsy.
In tears, everyone said their goodbyes.
Goodbye, Betsy.
Bye, Betsy.
Goodbye, Betsy.
Goodbye, sweet Betsy.
All knew that this was the last time they would ever see their sweet Betsy, Pearl, more than anyone.
Thank you for everything, Miss Pearl. I will certainly miss you.
Good luck, Betsy. Pearl held her for an extra minute before releasing her forever. Ginger will drive you to the train station. Go on now. You don't want to be late. Take good care of our Betsy, Johnny Wayne.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Betsy waved, and Pearl stayed on the porch until the car finally disappeared down the road.
I just love happy endings.
Redbird's party was a great success.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it was like it broke her heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part.
That evening, after all the festivities, Mozella and Pearl sat on the front porch, like they did every night. Pearl thought out loud. Lost two of our pearls today, Mozella. Perhaps even three. Lucy will probably go back to Houston with Redbird.
I'm sure she will, especially if Harvey goes.
I have been thinking about doing some traveling, Mo. I want to visit Madeline and get a taste of the big city. I would love to see Ada and Minna and go to the theater. I like the fact that their socialite friends in New York have no idea how they made their millions. They were always good to me.
Yes, ma'am. I believe you should go.
Ginger has a good head on her shoulders. The two of you can certainly take care of things at the parlor while I am gone. The two friends sat in silence, like only best friends can, listening to the night sounds of nature play in perfect syncopation, and watching the lights from the midnight sky reflect off the Concho River. Finally, Pearl broke the stillness. We've been friends a long time, Mo. You are my rock. Lord knows where I would be if it were not for you. If I had stayed at the ranch, I probably would have withered away. I miss Robert so much. I miss my cowboy. The parlor has given me a sense of purpose. Today was a magical day. Mozella looked at her friend and smiled.
Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. What do you want to do in this moment, Victoria Pearl?
Well, I guess I have already wept, laughed, and mourned today. Let's go dance. The two friends meandered down to the Concho River, where together they sang and danced by the light of the Concho moon.
Meet me at the fair.